I don't know if it's satisfactory, like, because just people crying out for houses, but every house that's built is a positive. It's another family that have a roof over their head, and it's someone that may not have to go into homelessness or whatever, like, so, and just other people starting out, and it's all positive when the houses are built. There's always a You'd hope that there'd be a positive story behind every one of those houses, which would be great.
And indeed, we see that there's 78 scheme houses built in Clare in the first 3 months of the year. On that note of families crying out for houses, do you think that more effort needs to be put into the social housing output and bringing more social homes on stream?
Well, like everyone says it, that there is, like, I suppose. Like, all you have to do is just look at the council housing list, and that'll tell its own story. Like, there's thousands of people, like, looking for houses on that. So, can they up production from where it is? Like, they've been talking about it for so long now. They've tried different things, and they're going to have to try their best to up the stock that they're in, and the amount of houses they're building. So we've been on before about it, like, there's no silver bullet to it. Like, there's no easy way to just there's a lot of things they're trying to solve, the planning aspect of things, and there's a lot of problems to getting housing schemes going and all of that, So I suppose they'll just have to keep trying their best to deliver houses.
In terms of regional balance, we see that 11 homes were delivered in Ennistymon in the first 3 months of the year, yet on the social housing list, as you referenced, the region of Aina, Ennistymon and Lahinch is, I believe, the third most in demand. Do you think that maybe more should be done to address regional balance to ensure that the homes are going where they need to go?
I don't know. I suppose you just have to make, if you get the green light in one area, like, you just can't say, like, we stop here because they need more houses over there. Like, wherever you get the green light, that's where you build the houses, So, like, that's a governmental problem, a county council problem, that they have to get more of these projects shovel ready. But you can kind of say, if there's more stuff ready in the Innes area, that's where the houses are going to get built. So, like, as I say, that is probably a problem for the councillors and for the planning people to get these things ready.
Looking at the numbers at face value, we see that they're, as I mentioned, up almost 30% on last year, and it's I believe the fifth highest figure for a given quarter in the last 10 years or so. But we can see that the numbers are still low in comparison to other periods. What would be the main problems, as you would see it, or the main obstacles in terms of housing delivery?
Well, like, I suppose just for normal people now starting up to build, interest rates are very high at the moment for mortgages. Material has gone up again, concrete's gone up, blocks have gone up, insulation is going up, so, like, the prices haven't stabilized. There's still a lot of what I call is a lot of price gouging that hasn't been addressed, and there is, the prices have not stabilized. Like, you can't, you're in the same situation now. If you price a job, the price only stands for X amount of months. You can't hold on to a price for too long, just in case something else goes up. So that's one thing. It's very unsure. And, like, the price of building material is stubbornly high. Like, it goes up in pounds, it comes back in pennies, So, that's turning a lot of people off, I suppose, until it's affordable or more affordable to build houses.
And does more assistance need to be given there from the government, do you believe, in terms of the likes of the First Home Scheme? Does more need to be done in that area?
Probably more needs to be done, but I said it before on TRFM about VAT. Just drop VAT off it for a couple of years. Try and stimulate the thing. Try and get it going. They're charging people VAT, and when the prices rise in material, the VAT rises equivalent. So either get a way of addressing the VAT. The VAT should be maybe price per unit, not compare the price of building material and try and stabilize it that way, like, because you know, like, if they drop the VAT off and just brought it back gradually over a few years and just try to stimulate and give people a bit of confidence going forward building houses, that you know, that they're getting some kind of a deal anyway.